we gather here as Christ's disciples on the first day of the week to celebrate the good news of the gospel. Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. Will you stand with me to sing our processional hymn and our call to worship?
Scorned your love, diminished the lives of others, and deface your image in us. Father, forgive us for Jesus' sake, and enable us by his resurrection power to live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose again for us. Amen.
When Christ comes to reign, he will put an end to every ruler, every power, every authority. He will put every enemy under his feet. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. As we await that great and glorious day, we rejoice in the good news of the gospel.
In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God.
And as a sign of that forgiveness, as a sign of that passing, that surpassing of peace that we just sometimes don't understand, but we can extend in love to our neighbor. May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
We share in that light sign. This morning on tablecloths and fellowship hall, we saw lots of colors yesterday with all the Easter eggs and lots of colors in the congregation with yellows and blues and reds, pinks, all over. So the colors in this basket are my own special way for me to tell the story of that first Easter day. The greens inside my basket is like the palms that led
Remember Palms? The Palms from last week?
Yeah.
The Palm Sunday? Lay upon the ground for Jesus his parade one day. That was like a parade last week, wasn't it? We came in waving our palms. The purple in my basket reminds me of the time that Jesus shared with his friends a meal of bread and wine. Similar to what we have here, right? Yeah, we're sharing communion with each other. The red inside my basket reminds me it is true that Jesus loves us so much he died for me and you. Right? And the brown inside my basket is dark as in a cave. Reminds me of this sad place that Jesus, that our Jesus, grave. And the white inside my basket is like an angel, bright, who gladly said, he's risen. And our Jesus is all right. And the yellow in my basket, which matches the bright sun, reminds me of that Easter and what our God has done. The colors of this basket I use in my own way to tell the wondrous story of that first Easter day. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, even if he dies, will live. Everyone who lives and believes in me will never die, ever. So I want you to think about that today in our Easter story, right? And then you'll see the colors of Easter. We see the lilies and the white of the lilies. We see the white in my soul, right, and the gold. We see the different colors in our Easter eggs that perhaps we still found this morning in some of our searches that hopefully Mr. Robin won't find with the mower later on in the week. But I also wanted to share with you, so I've got my Easter basket, right, and all our colors represented, right? But here, for you all, even big people, yeah, there's an Easter prayer on the back that talks about the different colors of jelly beans. Yeah, that's what I said when I saw them. Yeah, I was very happy when Kathy found them. Jelly beans! Yeah. But it represents, you're welcome, Landon, it represents the colors and reminds us. So I want you to think about that. Don't just open the package and whoop them all down, right? But read the prayer and think about the colors. Think about all the different colors that are for us in creation. We see it especially in spring, the azalea colors and the pinks and the purples and the whites. When we see the different blooms of the flowers, when we see all the different colors that are represented by God's creation. Okay? Think about that this week in our Easter story. Will you pray with me? How do we do that this morning? Can you show me? Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We are so, so grateful for this day of resurrection. We're grateful to see the colors represented in so many different ways. We're grateful for the gift you have given us through your Son, the resurrection, life. Remind us as we see colors throughout this week, as we see the colors of your creation throughout this week, that you are with us always and in all times. And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good to see you all this morning.
The streets of Jerusalem were teeming with excitement. It was the Passover festival.
People had traveled for miles to join the festivities, but the Passover was unlike any other, for Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah, was making his way into town riding on a donkey, just as the prophet Zechariah had foretold. The crowd rang out with shouts of, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!"
Excited to be able to proclaim, and therefore I'll let you know who I am. I'm Ed Johnson, pastor here at White Memorial, and glad to be worshiping with you this morning, certainly on this Easter Sunday. It was a wonderful way to start our day with a breakfast, and we're certainly grateful for you all to be here with us in celebration. Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke. In chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. So before we go to God and hearing the word read and proclaimed, let us go to God in prayer together. Will you say with me the prayer of illumination as printed in our bulletin? Living God,
by your Holy Spirit, open our eyes to see the new light of this day. Open our lips to tell of the empty tomb. Open our hearts to believe the good news. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Again, it's chapter 24, the Gospel of Luke, verses 1 through 12, starting on page 1642 in your pew Bible if you'd like to follow along. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. They remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself, what had happened? What had happened? This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God indeed. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Christ is risen indeed. Thank you. So here's the truth of our resurrection story. The women are the first to proclaim the resurrection. They're the first ones entrusted with it. They are the first preachers who, to those scared disciples in that upper room. They were the only ones who stuck around through life and death and resurrection. But if that's the extent of what women are empowered to do, it's also not large enough. Not large enough when the gospel witness clearly shows in all four gospels that the women are the first to know, and in most of the gospels, to tell the resurrection good news to those who were perhaps scared or hiding. The women wasted no time doing the business that death requires. And we know these women. Don't we? We know these women. I know that as soon as I hear of a death of a church member, I'm going to get a call from a woman who leads our congregational care team. She, in turn, will call up other women who will get busy making the pimento cheese sandwiches and getting the meat tray together, and making sure the drinks are ready for the reception that'll follow the memorial service or the funeral. And the women, and some men too, will take care of the details that must be tended to by the living in the wake of death. Often the one in the casket or the urn was beloved by those, making sure the reception was beautiful. And the ushers knew what to do. And grief, no matter how profound, would not interfere with tending respectfully, lovingly, to all the necessary details. I'm grateful in our church that we have a woman that lines up our ushers. A woman who puts our bulletin together. A woman who plays the piano. A woman who leads our choir. And we've recently seen other women leading, making casseroles, and delivering them to a family who need, and ensuring that in that family, everyone in that family was fed. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now I think about all the stalwart and committed church ladies I know when I read this Easter story. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, mother of James, and the other unnamed women who do what needs to be done, regardless of their own loss and sorrow, as it says in our gospel lesson for today. They push through, and they keep going, and they care for others. And they show up again and again and again. And they vacuumed the floors. And they put the linen cloths on the communion table. And they take home the napkins and the towels from the kitchen and wash them and return them, even though no one may notice. And they procure and prepare the spices. And they get up at dawn and they head to the tomb. And the 11 disciples are shut in. And in shock, as the women do the work that death and love require. I think about the persistent people of faith, and I know when I read the Easter story, and so I know this Sunday of all Sundays is about the power of God, the promises of God, the victory of God, the saving grace of God. This Sunday's gospel lesson is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the defeat of sin and death, the glorious revelation of Jesus Christ that has been raised from the dead, just as he said. I know today is the day that we shout. We get to shout because we weren't supposed to in Lent. Hallelujah! Today is the day we put flowers on the barren cross and we break out our fineries. Our clothes, and we hear this glorious music, and we ramp up the choir. And yes, to all that and more. Hail thee, festival day, right? Bring on the joy and the hope and the celebration of life and a renewed belief in the power and the possibility of our God. But let's not forget to give a small nod to Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, mother of James, and the other unnamed women who first did the work that love and faith requires. Let's consider the faithful who prepared the spices and got up before dawn and went to anoint the body for the one they loved and lost. Let's remember for a moment the people of faith who tend to the details of death only to be overwhelmed with the reality of resurrection life. And let's believe them. Let's believe them when they tell us their testimony, describing what they've seen, or at least their seemingly idle tales. May they propel us to go and find out for ourselves what God has done. That's part of what this Easter Sunday is all about. It's about listening to those who would, what is like to dutifully do what love demands. No matter what our burdens are, or our loss, or in so doing, we may encounter angels and experience evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ and become witnesses. Easter points us to those people of faith who have been perplexed and terrified and yet remembered what Jesus taught. Tell it to others. Tell it to others. Every week, or at least most weeks, I stand, and we say, I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. I affirm my belief in its truth and trusting the goodness of God to bring it about in ways somehow synonymous with this Easter story. And I trust the grace of God. I remember the promise of Jesus, that he goes to prepare a place for us. I know that because of Jesus' resurrection. Nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from the love of God. But here and now, in this world of deep sorrow and painful loss, a lot of death and far too much fear, I need the witness of those who tend to the details that love requires. Those people of faith show up quietly, persistently, and you know these people, we know these people, where their actions are an extension of their prayer, and they prepare the spices and the chicken salad, and they go to the tomb and attend to the funeral, and they visit the shut-in who will not remember that they came. And then make sure there's a pitcher of water and some cups and a box of Kleenex for the needy family. When they turn on the lights, when they check the sound system, when they sweep the front steps, and they do the work that love requires, regardless of the circumstances that make the work necessary, despite their own fatigue, or even pain, or perhaps sorrow. We need to be reminded of all Jesus taught by those who remembered his words of solace and hope, that through tears of sadness and joy, we need to hear from those who've got such extraordinary stories of angels with a new life that their tales may at first seem idle, but even so compel us to go see for ourselves if they, what they might have said, could be true. We need to spend time with these stalwart, faithful people who get up before dawn and prepare the spices and cut the crust off of the small little sandwiches and write the notes of encouragement and visit the imprisoned and tend to the sick and know by heart the teachings of Christ. We need to be with those who live Jesus' commandments and remind us to do likewise, no matter our present circumstances. This Easter Sunday, I want to shout, Christ is risen!
He is risen indeed.
He is risen indeed. I mean, I'm so excited to unearth this whole alleluia thing. I love the smell of the lilies and the opportunity to sing with the choir. And I hope you'll hear something throughout this worship service today, the mighty power of our God, the one who loves us so much that Jesus became incarnate, healed and preached and taught and was crucified, dead and buried, only to be raised from the dead in order that we might be forgiven, freed, reconciled. But I hope you're inspired. I hope you're inspired to emulate the women who had the courage to tell the tale of resurrection, regardless of who believed them, so that others might be compelled to run to the tomb and find it empty this Easter Sunday and be amazed, and be amazed. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Friends and family, will you stand with me and affirm that which what you believe, using the Apostles' Creed?
Just like you.
What is it that you believe?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated.
As the hosannas decayed following his triumphal entry, Jesus spent the days to follow teaching in the temple area, imparting lessons of faith and life to all who gathered. Though many listened and embraced his words, there were others who questioned his authority and his teachings. Jesus shared with his disciples about the days to come and the challenges they would face. He foretold of how they, in fulfillment of the prophecies, would fall away, even in spite of their declarations of steadfast faithfulness. Following the intimate moments of prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, the quiet was shattered by the din of a loud and angry crowd. Led by Judas, one of the 12, a mob seized Jesus as they sought ways to put an end to this prophet's influence. The misguided motives of these religious leaders ultimately resulted in the sentence that they had sought, the crucifixion of the so-called Messiah, Jesus the Christ.
Show us, O God, the holy mountain you have prepared, and a new heaven and a new earth you have promised, so that we may be glad and rejoice in your presence forever through the risen Christ, our risen Lord. O God, we ask that you receive our prayers as we pray together the prayer that you have taught us when gathered.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our offering today is for the One Great Hour of Sharing. It's an offering that makes the love of Christ real for individuals and communities around the world who perhaps suffer the effects of disaster or conflict or severe economic hardship. And for those who serve them, it's a way for us as a connectional body through our faith tradition, as the Presbyterian faith tradition, to provide mission and outreach. That every church contributes to this so that the greater whole can grow in the body of Christ. To give you an understanding, there are currently more than 100 countries, including the United States and Canada, that are participating in projects. And the seats in the 90s exceeded close to $20 million. So you can understand that there is not only a great response, but there's a great need for mission and for outreach and for what Christ calls us to do. So let us receive that offering this morning. We belong to Christ Jesus, and all things are His, for He is Lord of all.
After the Sabbath at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. An angel of the Lord came from heaven and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. Go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead. Jesus is risen today."
We welcome glad Easter when Jesus arose and won a great victory over his foes. Then raise your glad voices, all Christians, and sing. Bring glad Easter praises to Jesus your King. We tell how the women came early that day, and there at the tomb found the stone rolled away. Then raise your glad voices, all Christians, and sing. Bring glad Easter praises to Jesus your King. We sing of the angel
praises to Jesus, your King.
us such joy, such grace, and such hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. Let our lives be proof of that good news. Let all our words and our actions and our love and our service bear witness to resurrection power for the sake of our living Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The cross of Calvary shows just how far God was willing to go to reach the world with his love. And it shows how far Jesus was willing to go for the redemption of all. This is the living God, the great I Am. This is Jesus, the Holy Lamb of God. This is our living hope.
Let's go.